103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Donna Sirimana. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has spent the morning in talks with Quad leaders in the US, regional security in the Indo-Pacific, health initiatives and economic prosperity were some of the topics discussed. The Quad is made up by America, Japan, India and Australia. The federal government is expecting progress on Australia's fight against inflation. The latest monthly data will be released on Wednesday. The Reserve Bank will also hold its board meeting this week, but interest rates are expected to remain steady. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told Sky News, even if inflation starts to ease, that doesn't always translate to a rate cut.
They look at broader growth in the economy and some of the other data around consumption, for example, and so they weigh all of that up. Interest rates in Australia have been on hold since November of last year. Nobody really in the market thinks that that's going to change.
The number of people seeking asylum in Australia has hit a six-year high. According to SMH The Age, a record 117,000 people are at our shores awaiting their fate as huge backlogs expose the immigration system to exploitation. The list of people in limbo is growing by about 1,000 every month. US Vice President Kamala Harris has accepted an invitation from media network CNN to hold a second campaign debate with Donald Trump. Her team says the former president should have no problem agreeing to the challenge, given he believes he won their recent matchup. Mr. Trump has told a campaign rally it won't be happening.
She's had her chance to do it with Fox. You know, Fox invited us on and I waited and waited. They turned it down. Now she wants to do a debate right before the election with CNN because she's losing badly.
Health experts are calling on the federal government to invest into preventative public health measures. A Public Health Association of Australia study reveals less than 2% of government spending goes towards preventing health issues. Chief Officer Professor Terry Slevin says current spending is only a temporary fix.
We're pouring billions and billions and billions of dollars into hospitals, doctors and treatments and drugs. Where we could slightly shift our investment and get a better outcome. People would be healthier and live longer.
To sport, Brisbane will face off against Sydney in the AFL Grand Final. The Lions defeated Geelong by 10 points in a tense match in front of 96,000 people at the MCG. The Roosters have defeated the Sea Eagles 48-16 at Sydney Football Stadium. The win sees Sydney take on Melbourne next weekend in a prelim final. And the All Blacks have held on for a 31-28 win over the Wallabies in Sydney. That's the latest news and sport.
103.2.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor Feed the Hungry.
In PKS, we have a two-car crash closing an eastbound lane on Forest Road approaching Jacks Avenue. Maryland's traffic lights are flashing yellow on Woodville Road at Louis Street. And in Alexandria, look out for utility works on Botany Road. That's got a contra flow in place between Burke Street and Allen Street. Do you or someone you care for need complex mental health support? Stane can help. Choose from a range of free digital and telehealth support services. Visit stane.org today. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
you're probably gonna fall in love. Maybe it's the way they pick your brain. Maybe you're bored and you need a change. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah. Wasn't nice to me. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes, start spinning, write it down, and the pain starts healing. Don't let the days go by. I'll miss you. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do it. Don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah.
Hype 103.2.
Can I get a thank you, Jesus, Lord, have mercy, praise Him.
Praise God for that. It's Jordan Feliz on Hope 103.2 and 0448402020. Do you have a movie that you could just watch again and again and again and again? Let me know, because I am looking for some movies to watch. I have rewatched my favorite movie of the past few years, The Little Mermaid. I was watching it at the gym, and now I need something else to watch. So let me know your faves. 0448402020. You can send me a text.
Situation should keep us separated. You know the world won't fall apart, and you will free the beautiful bird that's caught inside your heart. Can't you hear her?
From Bondi to Carrajong, we're right here with you.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, screaming your name. everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad.
So kind. snowball you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Reckless Love, it's Corey Asbury on Hope 103.2 and 0444 840 2020. I'm still looking for movie recommendations, so send me a text. I love watching The Little Mermaid. I don't know what it is, the live action one. I haven't seen the animated one just yet, but watching it is something that brings me some joy, and I feel like everyone has that one movie that brings them joy, and I want to experience your joy. So let me know your favorite movie and whether or not it's worth watching. 0444 840 2020.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
Integra Care St Ives, exceeding.
When your child is almost ready for kindergarten, you want their preschool to be rated exceeding.
Integra Care Northbridge, exceeding.
All of Integra Care's preschools have been rated exceeding.
Integra Care Strathfield, exceeding.
Every Integra Care Early Education Centre has an excellent preschool program, even long daycare services. Visit station sponsor Integra Care at wecare.org.au or call 1-800-WE-CARE-1800.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
You know it only breaks my heart to see you standing in the dark. Oh, you're waiting there for me to come back, but I'm too afraid to show that it's coming.
tidal wave that drags me out to sea. Cause I wanna be with you, if you wanna be with me. Crashing like a tidal wave, and I don't wanna be with you. Cause I
3-2.
She
Brendan, it's Hold on Hope 103.2, and a brand new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast dropped on Friday. You can check it out, hope1032.com.au, or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast from. It is, of course, a highlights reel, the best of the best from the week that's been. Definitely worth having a listen to.
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Babies go yum yum.
Concerned about food allergies and your baby, Baby Mum Mum Rice Rusks are the ideal low allergen choice. They're gluten-free, egg-free and nut-free. Oh, and they taste great too. Available in your supermarket baby food aisle or visit babymummum.com.au.
Babies go yum yum with Baby Mum Mum.
Station sponsor.
Well, Julie's had her scan and the baby's doing fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, she's being looked after really well at, what's the name of the place?
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown is a specialist diagnostic ultrasound centre for pregnancy and gynaecology. Their team includes an on-site obstetrician gynaecologist and female sonographers.
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown?
Yeah, that's the one.
Station sponsor, Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown. Just Google Specialist Ultrasound for Women.
Ever wonder why 80% of the work seems to get done by 20% of the people? It's mostly a matter of self-discipline. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. People who have learned the importance of self-discipline are the ones who tend to be the most productive. We just have to be prepared to prioritise it. The first step is to always make out a schedule and then stick to it. A daily to-do list can save more time than all the self-help books combined. Then tackle the most important tasks first. Most of us do the exact opposite. We spend time on the easy tasks, which are usually the lowest in priority, and then when we run out of time, the high priority things are still undone. But disciplined people tackle things in order of importance, not ease. And always finish what you start. Moving on to another project before you're done with the present one only creates more disorder and chaos.
For more exclusive parenting and marriage advice to help you and your family thrive, sign up for our free e-newsletter. Go to families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. The sky comes falling down for you. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
speaking hope into your family.
Hope 1032.
Imagine a house way up on a hill, dug in the yard, the trees in the fields. It's next to the water, it's the prettiest scene, with white picket fences on me, piece of green. As wonderful as this all seems, this is beyond our means. It's just a dream. It's just a dream.
It's Hone on Hope 103.2, and a Chinese zoo has had to admit that their pandas are just dogs painted black and white. Not that the look of these pandas gave it away or anything. So they went viral a few months back, and people were like, I'm pretty sure I heard that panda barking and panting and shaking itself like a dog. But then this zoo came out and said, actually, it's a rare breed. They are what we call panda dogs. And now they've had to come out and say, actually, no, we were lying. They're just regular dogs that we have painted.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au. You or on the Christian Jobs app.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay, I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book. And let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
Papa, can you guess my favourite number?
Is it five?
No, it's 7,552.
Wow, that's quite a number. Can you guess my favourite?
Easy, zero. Because you won't be happy until there is zero child drownings in Australia.
The kid's pretty sharp. Fence the pool, shut the gate. Teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. I'm Laurie Lawrence. Kids alive, do the five.
Be a hero, do the zero.
Sydney's Hope.
103.2. 1032. From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
Explain, I'll probably get it all wrong. What does it mean when you promise someone, no matter how hard or whatever may come, it means that I won't give in, won't give in, won't give in. 'Cause
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged $30 million Australian towards cervical cancer treatments in the Indo-Pacific. It's the result of discussions at this year's Quad Summit held in the US state of Delaware. The Cancer Moonshot Initiative will collaborate with the US to bring crucial vaccines to the region, where 25% of cases occur globally. Mr. Albanese says it's a great show of the pioneering work done in Australia.
The HPV vaccine was developed at the University of Queensland by Australian of the Year, Professor Ian Fraser. That vaccine, together with improvements in screening and treatment, means Australia is on track to be the first country in the world to eliminate cervical cancer.
The number of people seeking asylum in Australia has hit a six-year high, with more than 100,000 asylum seekers waiting for decisions or deportation. $300 million is being invested to reduce the five-year wait time as the backlog grows by 1,000 applications each month. However, concerns are mounting over potential exploitation of the system by those on temporary visas. But Senior Federal Minister Jim Chalmers has told Sky News the data doesn't tell the whole story.
When it comes to arrivals, we're more or less tracking as we expected. But when it comes to departures, that's been the big difference. And that's why there is likely to be a revision to those net overseas migration forecasts.
Israel has placed restrictions on northern parts of the country amid fears of retaliation from Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. At least 37 people died in an Israeli airstrike targeting Hezbollah officials in the capital Beirut. The Lebanese Health Ministry says a third of the dead are women and children. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari says they took the action after discovering plans to attack Israel.
We are attacking widely in southern Lebanon following the identification of Hezbollah's preparations to fire into Israeli territory. Dozens of Air Force warplanes are currently attacking terror